Hi, welcome to the world-famous Phil Hendry Show here. We are into the week before Christmas, and I was sitting reminiscing on the pre-show with the audience about the pneumonia you had. Well, you talked about that before the backstage, or excuse me, before the...
before the Christmas Carol.
Before the Christmas Carol.
I did.
Because that will forever be a life-changing, life-altering event for me. But Dr. Jim Sadler is standing by with us to talk about, give us an update on the... What is it, Bud?
Yeah, no, the Omicron.
Oh, the Omicron, you know, the COVID thing, because it's flu, man, and it's a serious flu, but because if you get vaccinated, you get the boosters, it can be mitigated, it can be something that isn't that serious. I never had...
Well, you were talking, you never had the swine flu shot.
I never had a flu shot, period, and I got swine flu. I was a sick mother, man. And that's not even near as bad as COVID, so I don't know if you...
Yeah, line two, Dr. Sadler?
Yeah, yeah, Mr. Henry. Yeah, I know. Yeah, but you can get the thong, but...
Yeah, give me the phone, man.
Yeah, Phil, it's Dr. Sadler. Phil, I would say that you had a brush with death, you know?
Do you think I was almost dead?
It sounds to me like, from what you tell me, Phil, it could very well have been... Yeah, it could very well have been that. I think when we talk about pneumonia...
What? You can't say that word.
What do you mean? I can't say that word.
Pneumonia.
Right. I know it's the word you just said, but because I see it in my mind with the P, I have to. It's difficult.
Dr. Sadler, you can't just say pneumonia.
Everyone has tried to help me with it. No go. No go. No go. When I try to say pneumonia. It just doesn't work.
Well, what is that, man?
What's what?
Why can't you say the word pneumonia?
Why can't you say the word pneumonia, Phil? You...
Hey, look, man, you and everybody else that's a guest on this show...
All right, I'm sorry. I just, you know... But, so what difference does it make? I'm a doctor. I heal people, okay? And I said that it sounds like you have... All right, I'll try.
Hey, Sadler, what is this, man? Are you doing this on purpose?
No, I'm doing what on purpose?
Come on. You can say, you can verbalize, no, that's a consonant.
Yes, I know, but the word is spelled with a P, and that's why I want to say it.
But it's a silent P.
Oh, it's a silent... Name another word with a silent P.
Psychotic.
What?
Psychotic.
Look, how do you spell psychotic?
Oh, you gotta be kidding me.
You're nuts or something, man. Even I know how to spell psychotic.
Okay, go ahead.
P-S-Y-C-H-O-T-I-C.
Is he right?
Yeah, he is. P-S-Y-C-H-O-T-I-C. Psychotic, right.
Oh, you had to spell... So Dickman knows more about it than you do.
Look, Sadler, we're not here to give a spelling bee, especially to Bud Dickman, but if he knows how to spell psychotic, and yes, it does start with a P, so does psychology...
What the fuck are you people talking about?
Hey, Dr. Sadler, watch the language.
I'm sorry, very, very sorry. I look, I've seen these words spelled, yes.
Can you say psychology?
I can say psychology, yeah.
Then why can't you say pneumonia?
Because psychology, psychotic, they all go, they have the sibilance S sound. Name a word that starts with a P that doesn't sound like S, like the S word.
Okay, I've got it.
Go ahead.
Philistine.
What? I'm not talking to me. I know how to say that.
Oh, so you know how to pronounce P-H.
Yes, as in the name Phil. But when you give me a P and an N together, forget it. I can't do it.
Well, that sounds pretty stupid, if you ask me, and...
You're calling me stupid.
I'm not calling you stupid. I think your inability to say the letter P, because it happens to be next to an N, as opposed to be... Jesus.
Phil... It's a, what do you call, a learning disability. I don't know. But all I know is you said to me that you had pneumonia. And let me tell you something. I can cure pneumonia, okay? I know how to treat you for pneumonia. Can I pronounce it? No.
Have you heard other doctors say the word pneumonia?
Yes, of course I have. But because I see the P in my mind's eye.
Yo, why can't you just not see the P?
Why can't I just not see the what?
The P, man. You're seeing the P. Why do you see it?
Boy, does that sound filthy. I'm talking to a guy over here.
Come on, Dr. Sadler, we're not screwing around here. Why is that something? Why don't you just block that out of your mind?
I can't, okay? I don't know why you guys... God, you're yelling at me, Phil.
Yeah, I was yelling at you.
So now we have. Are we all done asking if I can?
We're all done with that. Although I must say, Dr. Sadler, it's very bizarre.
Yeah, it's pretty strange.
All right, I'll take that under advisement. Okay, I'll take that under advisement.
What does that mean? Take it under advisement.
It means he's gonna just hear.
It means, Dickman, that I will consider it. Thanks a lot.
So go ahead. What were you going to say?
What I was going to say is now we have the Omicron, and
it's called Omicron. Can't you pronounce that either?
It's called what?
It's come on, Dr. Sadler. Are you kidding?
Am I kidding about what? I'm talking about the mutated virus.
Yes, it's called the COVID Omicron.
Well, when I see that word, it says to me Omicron or something like that.
Omicron? There's not even an M there.
Are you guys really going to break my balls about the...
Dr. Sadler, excuse me.
Sorry about the language, but are you guys really busting my castanets because I don't pronounce the word the way you do? I'm a doctor. Okay, I put my hands into a infectious situation. I work the situation. I cure sick bodies. And sometimes, yes, even sick minds.
All right, so just so I know, we've got you saying pneumonia. We got you saying pneumonia.
Yeah, look at these guys getting their jollies.
Dr. Sadler, you're bringing this on yourself. I don't know.
Ms. Gray, do me a favor. Don't get high and mighty with me, okay? I'm here. Phil brought me on so we could address the latest, what do you call it, Phil?
The latest health stuff that's going on with this COVID Omicron, or as you say, Omicron. And the fact that, you know, I was talking to the audience about having swine flu and, as you put it, pneumonia. You got to be kidding me. Why don't we get into a substantive discussion here of the health situation?
I would like that.
Yeah, but I mean, how do you do that when a guy's saying Omicron?
Hey, wait a minute. Because I call it Omicron.
Don't, when you talk to colleagues and you talk to other doctors and you say Omicron, don't they correct you?
You know, what I talk to other colleagues about, Phil, is the recent outbreak of COVID. And they say, are you talking about the way you pronounce it? And I'll say, yes, that's what I'm talking about. So I never really have to say Omicron. And when I do, I get someone correcting me, and I'll say, okay, I just move on. You can call it a speech impediment. It's not. It's just the way that I see the word.
All right, so in other words, this is something that has to do with this delusion going on.
Hey, what are you guys doing now? You going to start to psychoanalyze me or something? Let's talk about this disease and how we can defeat it.
All right, I'm sorry. So we're talking about the new COVID variant. Yeah, we won't give it a name. Well, you call it Omicron.
That's... Hey, I got a couple of guys over... never mind.
Yeah, just talk to us.
There's two guys that are sitting over here, and I just wanted to mention them. I got a guy on the phone right now. Oh, they got up and left. So,
Maybe they don't want to talk to you, Sadler. What do you think about that?
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they overheard you, and they said, we don't mind talking to you, but we're going to talk to that baddie-sounding guy that's on the other end of the... Oh, never mind. Forget it.
Yeah, so the Omicron variant of COVID.
The Omicron variant of COVID is sweeping. Now, here is the statistics. It is now the predominant variant. It's now the predominant COVID, if you will. The United States reported 51 million COVID cases as of late Monday. On Monday, which would be, let me see, when is this article? I'm reading an article here in USA Today.
Don't you have any actual data?
This is data? Oh, man. What do you talk about?
Well, I mean, don't you have, like, the official report from the CDC?
Yes, this is all. These are all official CDC numbers. This broke 10 minutes ago. As of late Monday today, we've got 59 million, whatever the hell I said it was, 51 million COVID cases. John Hopkins showed late Monday. Also on Monday, Kansas became the 32nd state to report at least 500,000 cases. The world has reported more than 275 million. Now, none of this stuff means anything. Idaho officials on Monday deactivated crisis guidelines for rationing care at medical facilities. A decline in new infections was cited. So there's some good news.
That's who?
That's the state of Idaho.
They deactivated their crisis guidelines.
Yes, that's right, because they saw a decline. New York, the New Year's Eve party planned for downtown Los Angeles Grand Park will not have an in-person audience because of the rising number of coronavirus cases. So this is all...
We got that, man. I'm asking you about the...
I'm just trying to give you the information.
Yeah, we already we understand about that, but we're trying to get the information.
That's what I'm trying to tell you.
All right, well, what we're trying to find out here is the COVID-19, or excuse me, the COVID Omicron, Jesus, the new COVID variant.
Yes, the new COVID variant. First of all, if you're vaxxed up and you have your booster, if there's a breakthrough infection, it is mild symptomatically, no real threat of hospitalization, anything like that. It is, as far as we can tell, something that can be handled at home. That's if you are fully vaxxed with a booster.
In other words, it's like having the flu.
Yes, it's like having the bad. Now, you were just talking, Phil, about the swine flu. You had a really bad case of swine flu. It wouldn't be this bad because it wouldn't put you in the hospital.
That's if you're fully vaxxed. Yeah, if you're fully vaxxed and you've had the booster.
Right, exactly. So if you haven't had a booster, go out and get a booster because that will further reinforce the system against the Omicron.
Now you're calling it the Omicron.
What did I call it before?
Omicron.
Well, what are you people calling it?
We're calling it Omicron, man, the way everybody else is calling it.
Phil, everybody says this to you, but I have to just say, we're calling it. When you panic like that...
Listen, the stuff you're saying to me is so incredible. I can't even... You know something, Phil? It's your own fault.
Yeah, I got to agree with that.
What are you getting at? Yeah, what are you getting at? Because you bring this guy on as a medical expert time and again.
Wait a minute.
Yeah, I've got the floor here, Sadler. You're always arguing with Sadler about his goofball ideas. Here's a guy that can't... He doesn't even know what a hypodermic... How to say hypodermic needle. He just says, I stick the medicine in the guy's skin.
Wait a minute. Yes, I give the guy a shot.
Yeah, but you don't know what the word for it is.
I did, but I forgot.
Hypodermic needle.
Okay. God. Hypodermic needle.
Hey, Dr. Sadler, you join in with an awful lot of guests on this show who mock the way I say things, but at the end of the day, I'm saying it the way...
You know what? Yeah? You're saying it what?
I'm saying it the best way I know how, and at least I'm pronouncing the words. At least we're getting the word Omicron right. Amicram and Pneumonia.
I didn't say I said Pneumonia. Okay? Because I've got a problem with the P word in front of the N.
Right. And what is your problem with the word Omicron?
It reminds me of the word Amway, and so it comes out cram, Amicram. I don't know. It's, you know, maybe one day...
Maybe what you want to do, Sadler, is head in and have someone psychoanalyze you.
Yeah, that's sure. Sure, maybe I ought to get a brain scan, too. What do you think about that?
Sounds pretty good to me, because whatever's going on with you, there may be a blockage of a neural pathway.
Oh, it's Dr. Shaw. I thought it was General Shaw.
General Shaw is making some very good points about whether your brain's blocked.
Oh, baby. I got a guy over here. Oh, they got up and left. I was going to tell two guys.
Yeah, you're going to tell two guys that you're talking to a guy who's saying that you got a blocked brain, and he probably has one.
What?
You know what I'm trying to say, and we're not going to insult Bud. That's the fallback around here, insulting Bud.
Boy, if that's not the camel calling the toe.
I beg your pardon.
I mean, if that's not the pot calling the kettle black, I don't know what is.
Listen, I've had my run-ins with Bud, and I'm not mocking the young man because he had some nerve damage as a result of an accident.
I'm not mocking him either. But you guys, he's sitting there saying to me that I need a brain scan.
I had a brain scan already, okay? After the accident, they gave me a brain scan.
Yeah? What'd they see?
More than what they see inside your head.
Oh, yeah? You know something? If I had a brain scan...
Have you ever had a brain scan?
What? Hey, wait, why do you guys think I need a brain... Because I can't say Omicron.
Yeah, that, and the fact you should say Pneumonia.
I'm here to tell you, Mr. Henry, that I've been on your show for many years giving you sound medical advice. You talked about having Pneumonia with the swine flu. I was going to give you advice on how to properly recover from that kind of an infection of the lungs and that debilitating attack on the system. But you had to get all over me because I can't say, because I call.
Go ahead, try it.
All right, I'm going to try to say it right. Pneumonia, damn it. Fuck it.
Hey, Sadler.
Yeah, well, you know.
All right, say Omicron.
I can't do it, okay? It's the new COVID. All right, I'll say it as fast as I can.
Sometimes that helps, yes.
All right. It's the new COVID variant called MKV.
I think a brain scan is entirely called for.
Oh, thank you again, Dr. Shaw, Dr. Henry, Dr. Gray, and Dr. Dickman. Jesus.
Really, man. Or go to a speech therapist.
I'm fine. I'm fine. And you know what? Even though you've been insulting me, I'm going to tell you again. The good news is, Phil, we have the vaccines.
I agree with you.
Got vaccines. We got boosters.
I agree with you, man. So everybody, we should encourage people to get the booster. Get vaccinated if you haven't been vaccinated. Then, within the framework, I think it's 6 months, make sure you get booster. I don't know how long you have to wait for a booster shot. I think it's at least 6 months. But at least get the damn vaccine, man, because it will keep you from getting seriously ill. Now, with the this variant, the Omicron, or as Dr. Sadler calls it, the Amicram.
That's right. And with this variant, you're right. The symptoms are milder.
So far, the symptoms are milder. That's what's being reported. But again, we don't know who is getting. There's people who have the vaccine or are getting infected.
There are breakthrough infections, yes. And one of the things that people need to understand is with every vaccine, no matter what, even the polio vaccine had breakthrough infections. You know, they don't talk about that, but it did. So, and all the rest, measles, mumps, rubella, all the vaccines that all those folks out there get for the kids, sometimes there are breakthrough infections, but they're very mild. You know, they're very mild.
Polio, the early stages of the polio vaccine, there were some deaths.
Yes, there were. Yeah. People, again, don't tell you about that, do they? No, they don't want to tell you that. They want to sit there and talk about me saying, Pneumonia!
Don't hang up, Doc.
I'm not.
I'm sorry if we're making fun of the way you say pneumonia, but you got to admit, man, it's funny.
Yeah, it's...
All right, Dr. Sadler, thank you for joining us. Hey, Sadler, don't do what everybody else does and starts just laughing like you're a child. Admit that you're mispronouncing the word.
Ha!
Dr. Sadler, you sound like an ass.
Dr. Sadler, I still think you're a good doctor.
Thank you very much, bud. You think...
Dr. Sadler, you went like this. You went...
No, I... What a slanderous thing to say.
You actually did, sir. You went...
That is... All right, never mind what I was going to say. I was going to say, Bud, thank you very much, because that's very much appreciated, your honesty.
But you're not going to say it.
No, I'm not. Well, I guess I just did.
It's very funny, Dr. Sadler.
Dr. Jim Sadler, who is an interesting man because he came up, obtained his medical degree, is a doctor. But so many of the technical terms, like hypodermic needle, what else?
He doesn't know, like, word pulmonary.
He doesn't know all these words. He just says in the chest. Well, he had to know them to pass the medical exams, didn't he?
Yes, he did. And he said to me that he knew them, but he doesn't like to memorize things. And as soon as he was through his exams and was in practice, he discarded a lot of that. And went back to just explaining things and seeing things and calling things in simple terms. So I gave him the medicine through the skin with the needle thing.
That's how he says I gave him a shot.
Yes.
I can't believe the guy has, what?
It's Dr. Sadler.
What do you want, Dr. Sadler?
What do I want? You're sitting there talking to me like I'm not even there? I mean, Mr. Henry, I'm telling you, with the greatest of respect, okay, to talk about me after I'm...
The last time you were here, you're going, ha, 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 ha.
Okay, I'm sorry about that.
Otherwise, we would have been happy to talk to you.
Wait a minute, who's the host of the show?
I'm the host of the show, and I'm saying, thank you, Dr. Sadler. I'm sorry we were making fun of you.
Well, okay.
See you later.
Yeah.
We'll be back with Austin Amarca and his turkey run. Right after this,
Don't forget to get a world-famous Phil Henry Show subscription. It's called a Backstage Pass. Why? Because you get backstage, you get right in there behind everything else, and you're looking at it from the rear. You're seeing how things are constructed, how things are going to be before anybody else does. You see the actual creation of the Phil Henry Show product, one of the most revolutionary in the history of audio, video, visual, hearing, ear, eye, nose, throat, however you want to say it, stuff.
The Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass. Get it now. Now. Not later.
Mr. Austin DeMarco joins us now, who's on an annual turkey run. You're taking a carload of turkeys, Mr. DeMarco, to families in need in the Central Coast area of California. Whereabouts?
I'm taking these up to Cambria, California, and northern. Up Cambria, up towards San Simeon, some families up there that I know. I do this every year around California. I take turkeys up to these different people who may not have the most festive and wonderful Thanksgiving that they can have.
That is an absolutely wonderful thing, Mr. Amarca. And as Phil mentioned, you are a carpenter by trade, right?
Yes, that's right. Work's been a little thin on account of the pandemic, but I'm making do. But at least I'm making enough so I could purchase the turkeys.
And are you by yourself? Are there other people with you?
No, I do this by myself every year. And it's an interesting, you just said that, it sort of makes me remember that every year I do this by myself. But I do. I like to do it.
What route are you taking, Mr. Barker?
Well, I'm going up 101, then I'm going over to the Pacific Coast Highway and heading up to different communities.
How many turkeys you got?
I got in the car right now 7, and then I'm going to turn around and go back where I have some in my freezer at home.
That's a long drive back. Isn't there somewhere else you can?
No, these are turkeys that I purchased. You're right. I should have brought more, but I only have the ability to keep 5 or 6 of them frozen. I've got 7 more. So I'll turn around. I'll spend the night tonight in Monterey or so. Then I'll turn around. I'll go back. I'll pick up the other turkeys, and I'll go back.
That sounds like a long haul.
It is a long haul. Mr. Henry mentioned that I'm doing it by myself. It's something that I try not to think about.
Well, it's very selfless of you, and we are very much in admiration of you doing that, Mr. Amarca.
Yeah, and people say that to me every year, that it's very selfless. But every year, I am reminded, at least by one or two people, and you did, Mr. Henry, you didn't mean any offense by it, that I'm doing this by myself. And
isn't there anyone that would help you with this, or?
You know, I don't know. I guess I never thought to ask, but each year that I do this by myself, I think that, why am I doing it by myself? You know, why aren't there some people giving me a hand with this? So, I look in the mirror. Tonight, I'll get to the motel, I'll look in the mirror, and I'll say to myself the same thing I say every year, which is, what are you doing? You know, you're doing this all by yourself, and you're going to turn around and get the other 7 turkeys.
Yeah, but why do you do it that way?
I think it's because people say that, is it because other people are selfish? And I have to admit, no, it isn't because other people are selfish. It's because this is a hard one. I'm too dumb to ask people to help me.
Well, you may be just too selfless.
No, I'm just too dumb. I don't think of it. And I gotta write a note to myself that next year...
You have to write a note to yourself to get other people to help you deliver these turkeys.
Yeah, I do. Otherwise, I'm gonna be in the same situation next year as I'm in this year. You know, I'm gonna look in the mirror at the motel and go, you just did this all by yourself, and you gotta turn around and go back and get the other 7 turkeys. Man, you dumb. And...
Well, wait a minute. So you know you're dumb, but you do it every year anyway.
Yes, I do. Because I need to write a reminder note to myself. You're stupid, so you're going to do this by yourself.
Well, that's a terrible thing to call yourself.
No, it's true. You're too dumb to get people to help you.
You don't think it's your selfless nature?
No, it's not a selfless... I could care. Forgive me, Mr. Henry. I drop off turkeys to the needy because I don't want, frankly, when I die, to go to hell. That's what my religion tells me. If I'm being too selfish and I'm not giving of myself and being charitable, I will burn in hell. And I don't want that to happen. So every year, I'm giving out turkeys. And I never think, well, why don't you get some people to help you? It doesn't mean you'll probably still go to heaven. You won't burn, but you'll also, some other people won't burn. You know?
Wait a second. You know, Mark, excuse me for calling you a Mark, but you're weirding out.
I'm used to listening to you, General Shaw, calling people by their last name because you think you're smarter than them.
No, I don't think I'm smarter. I want to know, are you telling me that the reason why you're giving out these turkeys is because you think God will send you to hell if you don't?
Yes.
And you forget that you can ask people to help you give out the turkeys.
I'm focused on what I need to do. I'm focused on what I need to... Look, I guarantee you, next year, I will write a note to myself, get some help giving out these turkeys. You won't burn in hell. You'll still go to heaven, but you'll get some help. Hello?
Yeah, we're here. All right, well, that sounds good. You should do that.
Oh, I get it. I'm weird, huh?
No, you're not. I mean, we've been hearing... We had a whole weird conversation with somebody else before we got you on the air, and maybe we're still reflecting on that.
Yeah, sure. You guys are thinking... I think I'm dumb. I bet you think I'm dumb, don't you?
No, man. I don't think you're dumb. I think maybe you just forget or something.
Yeah, well, that's dumb. But next year I write a note. Help me deliver turkeys. I'm getting to the motel in Monterey here a little after 11. I'm going to look in the mirror, and I'm going to go... You moron, you did it again. And I'll lay in bed with my hands on my head, staring at the ceiling. I'll get very little sleep. I'll get in the car tomorrow. I'll drive back to my place in Palmdale, get 7 more turkeys, and like a dumbass...
Drive them back up there.
Yeah, drive them back up there.
Well, look, Mr. Mark, for what it's worth, we here at the Phil Henry Show admire you and thank you for the work you're doing for those families. And, dude, you'll go to heaven and... thank you, and we can help you next year if you want.
All right, I'll take that.
I'd be more than happy. Well, Phil, what are you going to do? I'd be more than happy. I'll get in the car and help him drive the turkeys to those families as long as you remember to call me.
I got to do that.
Bud Dickman will call you, and he will remind you.
Yeah, just give me your phone number. You already did.
Yeah, you got my number. That's how you called me.
Okay, is it 81?
Don't say it on the air.
Yeah, Bud. Oh, sorry. Okay, so I will, I'll remind you that Mr. Henry wants to help you next year.
Okay, thanks very much for that. I appreciate it.
Thank you, Mr. Marka.
And remember, Merry Christmas, everybody, and a Happy New Year from me, Austin Amarka, the man with the turkeys from Palmdale, who drives them all by himself like a...
No, you're a good man.
Yeah, sure.
All right, Merry Christmas.
Yeah,
There is Austin Amarka, and we thank Dr. Jim Sadler. That's all I can take. I can't stand any more of this. I can't take this much dumb this early in the week. I like that. I can't take this much dumb this early in the week.
World famous Phil Henry Show, executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated, all rights reserved on Podcast One.
Good Lord. Don't forget, we're back with our chat on January the 7th.
Also, Saturday Cinema coming up this Saturday. Oh, it's Christmas Day.
How about that? How about Santa Claus versus the Martians?
How about not, man? Thank you. I don't want to do it anyway. You got to work on Christmas.
No, I don't.
Well, how are we going to do it then?
Oh, yeah, you're right.